What we were doing was returning genetic results to participants in a large study, and the study was actually interested in explaining the genetic risk for bowel cancer. But when we found genetic information, we returned it. We offered participants a chance to find out their genetic results. This was something that we did routinely, but we also followed up to see who went through and got their results and who declined, who went to the clinic but then didn't go ahead and get their results. So we analysed this data to look at the uptake of genetic testing, because it's information that's quite hard to get from a population-based sample. And we used to find that 80% of participants went ahead and got their genetic test results for bowel cancer, which is a really good uptake rate. But when we started telling people about the insurance implications, that dropped down to 50%. So that was a real concern. Well, I guess it could apply to any genetic condition where, when you find out the test results, it gives you some information where you can improve your health. If that's what genetic test information is providing, then we don't want there to be a disincentive from the insurance companies to stop people getting that information. So it could apply to similarly to breast cancer as it does to bowel cancer. Well, I guess what this study has done is provided evidence that this policy of the insurance companies, which is totally legal at the moment, is actually deterring people and influencing their health decision making. So I think now that we know that, that's enough evidence to call on the government and call on the insurance industry to take some action to end this deterrent to genetic testing.